This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
I am excited. We have in the studio the absolutely lovely and wonderful Petra Elliott. Hello, Petra. How are you going?
I'm very good. How are you today?
Good, good. Now, yeah. You are a very busy lady.
I feel like it at the moment, absolutely.
Not only are you doing it's a radio play sort of thing.
I think the term we're using at the moment is a full cast, 8-part sci-fi audio comedy series. That's a bit of a mouthful, though.
It really is.
I feel like I'm leaving stuff off every time I say it.
Yeah, it's called The Night Terrors, and we'll come back to that.
Sure.
But you're also doing your own show, Petrosexual.
Yes.
But I want to take you back.
Yeah.
Now, you...
Do we need some kind of sound effect for time travel? Beautiful, Shannon. I love it.
Yeah.
This is why I'm here. Come on.
You do the sound effects, okay, Shannon?
She's working hard.
Yeah.
That's for Wade's World for anyone who didn't get the reference.
We were actually talking before the show about going to university in Wagga Wagga, because we both went to university in Wagga Wagga.
We did.
At Charles Sturt University, and you studied, obviously...
Acting for the screen and stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do you find Wagga? Wagga, I found it as a weird town.
Yeah, well, I sort of came from living in Canberra leading up to that. I've was born in Melbourne but lived all around Australia in pretty much every state. And so coming from Canberra to Wagga, it was this wonderful mix of, you know, enough quiet life to be able to focus on doing the course. But then it felt very isolated as well. Mm. So, and, you know, I worked a lot on stage and screen projects outside of my course and then trotted off back to Canberra every holiday to work in the cinema to pay my way through uni. But life in Wagga was very interesting. I remember when they implemented In By One to Continue the Fun, the lockout rule to curb alcohol on the street. That was a weird vibe.
Yeah,
it was very, very bizarre.
Because I remember Wagga as this town where you had the townies or the locals. Mm-hmm. You had the Air Force and Army base.
Yeah, I forgot
about
them.
And you had the the uni students there as well. And it was a very weird mix in town.
Mm.
And, every group had their own pubs.
Yes.
It's like you wouldn't want to walk into a townie pub because you get beaten up or something.
Or the rural,
But very good, yeah. But you've moved on since then.
Definitely moved on since then. Look, I do have some fond memories of Wagga, but I'm definitely not a Wagga girl. So
I bet that's a sentence you never thought you'd say.
No, I say that a lot.
It's like, I grew up in Gosford, and I'd never say I'm a Gosford boy. never. Love Gosford in its own special way.
I do say I'm a Gladstone girl because my family was largely from Gladstone in Queensland. And even though I've moved around a lot, I do keep going back to Gladstone. But I think I feel out of everywhere, I do feel very at home in Melbourne. I mean, Canberra was great for if you can make your own fun, but I love Melbourne. I mean, I was walking the other night down the street and it was just slightly raining and the lights were shining and I saw the view from the 41st floor of a building the other day and it's spectacular. We live in an amazing city.
We do. Mm. I mean, I've lived in Melbourne only for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, out of all the cities in Australia I've lived in a few, Melbourne is just one of the most vibrant, entertaining, interactive cities that I've ever been in the world.
Yeah.
And I just love Melbourne. It's absolutely brilliant. Now, last year in Melbourne, you were involved with a group called Splendid Chaps.
Yes, I was.
Well, when I say group, you podcasted and did live stage shows all around Doctor Who.
Yep, for the 50th anniversary.
Yes. Now, I'll try not to sound sexist here, but...
No, I think I know what question is coming, and I've answered this many times.
You're women in sci-fi. Uh-huh. I mean, obviously, here on Joy, we've got Sci-Fi and Scream, which is...
Yes, which I appeared on a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yep. Which Sonia is the host of, and she's the queen of sci-fi and horror for us here.
Mm.
But How did you handle, like, John Richards and...
whips and chains, with usually.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I hadn't met John before I did the show. And originally I was only on... Ben McKenzie and I worked together a few years ago to do a comedy tour of the Melbourne Museum. So we'd worked together before, and he asked me to be this sort of, you know, announcer kind of role in the first episode. And after I did the first episode, we all got on really, really well. And so they kind of just kept me around. I hadn't met John before that. And then, you know, after talking to him, I went to watch his series Outland. And I'm in awe of him. Like, the scripts, both John and Ben would write the scripts and I would do, which was a history of the time of Doctor Who that we were talking about. So the socio and economic status of UK, what was happening with TV, the technology, like all of those factors that you can definitely see fed into the making of Doctor Who.
Definitely.
But also the biography of the particular actor that we were discussing. And, you know, being working performers, you kind of do things last minute sometimes. I'd get the scripts very close to the performance time. But John and Ben have this way of writing that I can just read it and give it life. They are wordsmiths, and they're absolutely intelligent, amazing guys. And I had an absolute ball working with them.
Were you a Doctor Who fan before you were doing that?
I had avoided it for a little while, and then I saw Blink, and I was enamored. Yep. And so I watched a lot of the newer stuff. So, but I did have some classic stuff. Like, I think even before the first episode, I've got some 1960 stuff on my laptop, which was very bizarre. And what I decided to do when doing the podcast was to go through and watch all our homework episodes as we kind of, you know, did the series. So I was experiencing it from a newbie point of view. And then I became a little bit more vocal towards the later episodes when I kind of knew what the references were.
Because throughout the year you sort of focused on one Doctor per month, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then a broader theme as well. So there was one episode where we focused on, I'm going to get the lineage wrong. So we had, our broader theme was religion, and we had the wonderful Dr. Reverend Avril Hannah-Jones, again, another long name that I always get in the wrong order. And she gave us this amazing perspective on religion and science fiction. She does sermons with a science fiction bent on reincarnation and all that sort of thing. But she gave us a really amazing perspective on faith and the faith that people have in the Doctor and all of that. So, and then we talked about science, and we talked about clothes and women and sex. So there's a lot to Doctor Who, I think, when you really drill down into it.
Joy 94.9, you're on Afternoon Joy with Mark and Shannon, and we've got the absolutely lovely Petra Elliott in the studio with us. And we were talking about Doctor Who and the year of Doctor Who with Splendid Chaps. Now, it would be remiss of me to ask you, now you've obviously seen a lot of Doctor Who now.
I have, yes.
Are you a fan of the old series or the new series?
Some episodes, like there's a couple of Peter Davison ones that I love. I love the particular Troughton episode where he makes a joke with Jamie where these little the Cybermen are there, and they've got these little, I don't know if they're cyber mice or what they are, but they're kind of these buggy things running along the floor. And then they kind of poof and smoke and go deteriorate. And Patrick says, or Doctor says to Jamie, they've had a complete metal breakdown. And Jamie just groans and says, oh, and Doctor says, oh, yes, quite right, quite right. Like, they just seem to have so much fun making it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those moments.
Yes, because I was talking to John Richards on The Woods the other week, and he was saying, oh, he's he loves the old series.
Oh, he's like he just knows so much.
And I prefer the new series, I have to admit. But do you have a favourite Doctor out of the ones?
All of them? No. Right. I don't. I don't have a favourite Doctor or a favourite companion. There are certain things that I guess, like, I like Matt Smith, but there are certain things that have happened in the most recent series that I can't get on board with.
Yeah.
And so I sit there shaking angry fist and, but I just like glimpses of the world. There's some really favourite episodes, and then there are things like The Vampires of Venice. I go, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a bit with you. I don't... I mean, I actually thought I didn't like Matt Smith, but
yeah.
I actually think it's more the writing lately that I don't
like. Yeah.
I mean, I know that Matt's, because I've seen him out of the stuff, and he's a brilliant actor. And I was thinking, why don't I like this series? And then it came, I thought, well, it's not Matt, it must be the writing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I love the David Tennant and the Chris Eccleston stuff.
Yeah.
And Blink is just like an amazing, amazing episode.
It is brilliant. Yeah. It really is brilliant.
Now, I did actually see a picture of you online. Have you seen
it? Oh, my God, I know.
I know.
Because it's all about grammar and punctuation and when you place a comma in that sentence.
Bring the grammar,
Bring
people.
The grammar on. Well, you were sitting in a Dalek.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I got to do stand-up comedy as a Dalek. So for the comedy festival this time last year, we did two episodes and we had some great guests. And I started the show with, you know, really bad stand-up comedy as a Dalek, which was great because as a voice actor, I never thought I'd be doing a Dalek voice. And then, you know, for the rest of the show, like they just removed the top of the Dalek and it looked like I had this massive bum. trying not to swear. It's really hard for me. And I stayed in this Dalek for the rest of the show. And so later when we did our, well, I say final, but our 11th episode at Acme, you know, I did the stand-up Dalek again, but I got to do it backstage and there was somebody else in the Dalek, which was great because I didn't have to sit there in sweating and, you know, in cramped conditions. So I was actually in the TARDIS reading the Dalek voice, which is a bit
Looped nicer.
Yeah.
lovely. All right, we're going to go to another song, but we'll be right back, of course, with Petra Elliott, and we'll find out all about Night Terrors. Joy 94.9, you're on Afternoon Joy with Mark and Shannon, and we still have the lovely Petra Elliott in the studio.
I won't go away.
She's here by choice.
Yes, we haven't chained her in the seat or anything, no.
Unfortunately.
No.
I did ask.
I didn't realise, did you?
I'm sure Shannon would oblige.
Actually, I did get some really good advice the other day. Someone told me if I do borrow handcuffs from anyone, make sure I also borrow the keys.
That's a very good advice.
That sounds like a learning experience.
Yeah.
Now, I want to get on to Night Terrors.
Yeah.
Now, Night Terrors is as we said before, it's a radio 8-part series.
Sci-fi audio comedy.
Yeah. And, I mean, you've got some pretty impressive names.
How
in the
amazing
lineup.
Is it? When we came up with the idea, we sort of, it was mainly because we wanted to keep working together. I'm talking about the Splendid Chaps, Ben and John and Dave. And then we brought Lee Zachariah in as well, who also wrote songs for Europe with John, which was a play that I did last year and
about
Ben produced.
Eurovision.
Yes, short plays about Eurovision.
Yes.
So we knew that we wanted to continue working together and we sort of, you know, we storyboarded the idea, we came up with the arc of the story and then we decided to crowdfund it and we decided we wanted a really amazing name as the lead and we got Jackie Woodburn, who some people would know as Susan from Neighbours. I'm really impressed with the fact that she was not only in Prisoner, but she wrote episodes as well.
She's
a talent. I'm so excited that she's part.
I didn't know she'd written it.
Yeah, and she was also in A Country Practice. I think she did write some other episodes as well. Check out her IMDb. When I read it all, I was like, this is awesome.
But not only that, you've got John actually told me this in person. You've got Jane Badler.
Yeah.
From the original V.
Diana from V. Well, she's from the original and the remake as well.
Yeah, because I think she played the mother in the remake. I couldn't, because I didn't even know she was living in Melbourne, of course.
Well, I think she's sort of, she's just been in LA finishing off her album. I know her single was released a couple of days ago, I think.
Jungle Boy, I think. Volcano
Boy.
Volcano Boy,
yeah.
Sorry.
And I know she's about to head off to Europe as well. So she's quite the jet setter. I think the fact that we can lock her down for a few days to record Night Terrors is pretty exciting.
Yeah. And Alan Brough from Spicks and Specks, of course.
And then Adam Richards from Spicks and Specks.
The fabulous Adam Richards, or we like to call him here, the affordable Adam Richards. That's an in-joke between me and Adam. He'll know.
Hi, Adam.
And, of course, Toby Truslove from Outland and The Strange Calls. And so you got an amazing lineup, and it's a great story as well. I mean, just the synopsis that you have Jackie's, who plays Anastasia Black?
Yes.
Who is like a secret agent almost.
She works for a, and it's set in Melbourne, and well, as much as a story about travelling through time and space can be set in Melbourne, but she starts here, and she used to work for an organisation called the Department, or the DEPARTMENT, and she's retired from a life of fighting aliens and universal mysteries. And so she's at home and she gets a knock on the door from Eddie, who's played by Ben McKenzie, selling electricity. And then all of a sudden her terrace house, hence Night Terrace, yes, it is a pun, starts, you know, travelling through time and space. And it's about that discovery of why is it travelling through time and space? And then they encounter this very strange being called Sue, air quotes.
Played by the lovely Petra Elliott,
yes,
of course.
Yeah. Me, I'm very excited to play this character.
Yeah, now I did tackle John on this because it was like, Sue. That's, I mean, of all the names you could pick, it's Sue.
Oh, there will be a reveal about why she's called Sue. And that's why in all of our press releases, she's air quotes, Sue. So I'm not going to give that one away because I can't.
No, that you wouldn't want to give that away anyway. No, not at this stage. And obviously I was speaking to John and he said that Eddie is the electricity salesman. Yes. And I love the fact that you have an electricity salesman come to the door. I mean, the only other people I could think you could come to the door is like Mormons or...
Pizza delivery.
But I think electricity salesman's perfect.
Yeah.
And, of course, the pun that, you know, Eddie... in time and space. And it's like, okay.
But what's fantastic about it is that we've got a female lead in a science fiction story. And this was what came of our Splendid Chaps discussion, particularly with looking at women in Doctor Who and even sex in Doctor Who, and, you know, relationships and love, again, air quotes. We were like, why can't, you know, this 12th Doctor be a woman? I was putting myself up, you know, Ginga, woman. I thought I was the perfect candidate. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, we've got Peter Capaldi and that's fine. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
And if anyone hasn't seen it, go to YouTube and type in 12 Doctors of Christmas. I did do a parody of the 12 Days of Christmas about the Doctors. I've taken all of this with a bit of humour in my stride.
Exactly. And, of course, you did do a Kickstarter to get this funded.
We did. Well, it's actually still going.
It's still going. But you've got your money, but you want more.
Yeah. Well, we've got 10 days to go. So we have met our base goal, which basically means that we can produce the series on, you know, paying all the creatives, well, the equivalent of a night out in a bar, which you can't really pay your rent with.
No.
So that we've just met our first stretch goal, which is a behind-the-scenes audio documentary made by Josh Canal, I think it is.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Yes.
And our next stretch goal is actually kind of like The Adventures of Sarah Jane, but with Eddie. So we're going to look at the what happened to Eddie before he comes to Anastasia Black's doorstep. So that's our next stretch goal. And if we can meet that in 10 days, that would be brilliant.
That would be absolutely... and just go to nightterrace.com.
Yes, spelt NIGHTTERRACE.
With no space.
No space.
And you can go. That will give you the links to the Kickstarter.
And a great video, you know.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun making that video.
Yes, send Susan from Neighbours into space.
Oh,
it's all John says.
I know. Oh,
all right, look, we'll be right back and we'll have to talk about, of course, will we cast it as cabaret?
Casting it as cabaret. I'll explain why in a moment.
Yeah, petrosexual, of course. But right now we're going to go with The Saturdays and Not Giving Up. Is this... Now, hold on.
Okay, we've been joking that all of the songs played in this hour is like the soundtrack to my life, and I feel like, we've got another winner.
And I'll just go through the song titles, because we had Cheap Trick Kind of Girl to start with, Sleeping with a Friend, Broken Man, and now we've got Not Giving Up.
Yep.
Soundtrack to Petra's life, here on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, and you're with Mark and the very naughty Shannon.
What?
And, of course, we've still got the amazingly talented Petra Elliott in the studio.
Yeah, I just won't go away.
We can't get rid of her. We really
can't. Like
she's like a virus. She's just here.
I'm like a virus. That's going on the press release, I think. Like Petra Elliott, like a virus.
Like a virus.
Now, like a cold.
And something that won't be cold is, of course, your new show, Petrasexual.
Yes, Petrasexual.
And this sounds like... Just an, I'll let you explain. I'm lost for words.
Heterosexual.
Heterosexual. Someone, when I announced the show, someone said, heterosexual, is that someone who's sexually attracted to rocks? And I would like to think yes, given that Petra is my name and Petra means rock and I'm pretty strong and all of that sort of thing. So, you know, I'd like for people to be attracted to me. But for me, heterosexual came out of, it was actually my second choice of a show. I was going to do one called, oh, I'll say it because it'll happen. Happy Never After. So I was going to do looking at the fairy tales of, you know, the morality in fairy tales and how they apply to our modern life situation.
Right. Yeah.
And I mentioned I'd come up with this name, heterosexual, and someone said, oh, I love that. Go with that. So I did. And I realised I had a lot of material already for this show. And in writing it, I've come up with sort of three other different shows to do later on down the track. But I'm really happy with the way heterosexuals come together. Basically, it's... I joke that it's an opportunity. I've given myself an opportunity to have a workplace where I can drop the C-bomb, which I'm obviously not allowed to do here.
No, definitely not. We've already talked a bit about this, Petra. No,
I'll behave. But for me, it was really important not just to explore my own sexuality, but, you know, my experiences in interacting with others as they discover their sexuality. And I look at how society views sexuality in the media, in bureaucracy as well. I've got some songs about victim blaming issues of rape and the way it's portrayed in the media, and also a song about marriage equality and being in support of it. So
yeah, I believe that's to Pharrell Williams' Happy.
It is.
Oh, that's...
yeah, it's a bit of fun. So I get, you know, encouraging the audience to clap along if they, you know, agree that marriage equality is not a bad thing. So
I'm assuming that you're all for marriage equality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's your take on marriage equality? What would...
It's... I don't understand why we can't have marriage as a term, like civil union, blah, blah, blah. It's... I believe that having the word marriage applied to same-sex union or, you know, trans and A, and it's not just girl-girl, guy-guy. There's so much more to it. I believe that having the equality in the label, not just providing an outlet for them to have a civil union, is really important in the way that society views these relationships as equal. Like, I'm not great with words unless I'm putting it into song.
Yeah, no, I actually agree with you.
I think it's really important, and I personally don't want to get married. I don't want to have kids. That's a choice. And, you know, as a woman in this day and age where I'm told I should be earning 75 grand for popping out a kid, I was saying the other day, maybe I need to, like, get an annual salary and, like, rent out my uterus. But then a friend of mine said, think of what that's going to do to your body, Petra. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm going to rent it out to some gay midgets. And that way, you know, I'll limit the damage.
A small, beautiful baby, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I do agree with you. I mean, labels... I mean, people kind of say labels don't matter, but they do matter. And I think, I mean,
especially getting the labels right.
Right, yes.
And that's why we've got so many labels now.
And I mean, as, you know, we have this alphabet of LGBTIQ, you know.
Always expanding.
I think we forgot A, didn't we? Yeah.
Oh, look, I always forget one. And so.
And writing the song, I was really conscious of all these labels. And I consulted Ben McKenzie, who's a feminist, and he's, you know, he's just so aware of not causing offence to any particular group. And, you know, I got him to look over the words that I'd written. And it's really hard to rhyme lesbian in song. And so obviously there's some colloquial terms that are easier to rhyme. And I was really uneasy about whether I could use them in song. But given that the message of the song is in support, I think the theme of it, it, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, like when, in context and an intention, that's how you have to take it.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the same in any kind of, you know, if we talk about certain bigotry kind of legislation reform at the moment, it is about intention. And the other word that we mentioned before that I'm not allowed to say, it's a fine word when used in the right context. And
exactly.
It's about if we just all treat each other better in everyday life, you know, things would be a lot nicer.
Yeah. And, I mean, look, you're going to offend people no matter what you do.
It's cabaret. That's the point.
Yeah. I mean, mean, art is there to provoke a reaction,
yes,
isn't it? I mean,
it is.
I was doing a show the other week and we were talking about vegetarians.
Oh, those dirty vegetarians.
No, 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 not dirty, not under, no, no. But it was literally one person's definition of vegetarian was different to another person's.
Yes, yeah.
And it's like you have to be so careful with labels these days. Yes. I mean, you know, there's, you know, cisgender and all these other terms that have coming. I only heard the term cisgender maybe 6 months ago at the most.
Yeah, it's.
I remember when I first heard it and I felt like such a dick that I hadn't heard it before and I had to ask people for what it was, but I had to be very careful of who I asked because I'm like, I don't want them to think I'm stupid.
No, I had to look it up on the internet.
It is generally, I think it's pretty new, isn't it? I mean, maybe in the community, but in the broader community, it's very new, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't come across it.
Yeah, one of those terms that I've only just recently heard.
Mm.
Yeah. And so you're at a new venue as well, the Cadeau.
Yes. Cadeau Way of the Flower. And it's a wonderful new venue in Richmond, just in Cremorne Street, so just down from the Richmond station. Now, the creator of the venue, is Gavin McLeod, who I did a show with, a Melbourne Fringe show a couple of years ago, which was a puppet musical. So I've worked with him before. The other owner of the venue is Matt Grant, who established the Butterfly Club, which is Australia's longest running intimate venue. You know it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can see kind of elements of the old Butterfly Club in the new venue. It's very eclectic. It's currently a, you know, around 50, 60 seat intimate venue with plans to sort of open up 120 seat venue right next door when the opportunity arises. There's a wonderful season at the moment full of variety nights. They've had auditions to kind of put this cast together of burlesque and dancers and singers and musicians and some wonderful, there's an international artist, an opera singer as well doing a show. So, but the vibe of it is that you can just sort of rock up for a drink and then you can see a show, and it's really lovely to be part of something that's so special and new. And yeah, it's the first time for Petrosexual, and hopefully pop the cherry of a few others as they embark on an adventure to Cadeau for the first time.
Exactly. Joy 94.9, and this is Joy Afternoon, and we've been joined by the lovely Petra Elliott. Now, quickly, Petra, before you head off, where can people go to get tickets for your show?
Well, it's being held at Cadeau, so www.cadeau.com.au. And you can see tickets for Petrosexual and also the amazing range of other songs that are shows that are there as well.
Exactly. Well, look, it's been an absolute joy having you in today, and I do want to thank you for making the time to come and see us.
My absolute pleasure. I've had a lot of fun.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.